Item number nine.
From the Benefits Administrator, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to implement an employee group waiver plan, retiree medication strategy for 2013. This is also going to the Committee on Personnel.
Good morning, Mr. Hanchek.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Matt Hanchek, the Milwaukee County Employee Benefits Administrator. I'll try to be brief in my comments, but understanding this is a very complex item that I have before you, I'm happy to address any questions that you'd have as well. Effectively, what we're doing is we're proposing a change in our strategy for pursuing federal support for our retiree drug coverage. Since 2005, the inception of the RDS program, Milwaukee County's pursued the retiree drug subsidy, which effectively kept our retirees enrolled in Milwaukee County's drug coverage but pursued a 28% subsidy from the federal government. What this is proposing is abandoning that strategy, basically foregoing a little over $3 million of revenue from the federal government in favor of enrolling the retirees directly in a Medicare D plan and making them whole with a behind-the-scenes wrap plan that brings it up to the same benefit level as Milwaukee County. It does not change their benefits. It's an organizational change behind the scenes with the burden primarily on Medco for administering it. And what it does is it effectively foregoes a little over $3 million of revenue in favor of reducing costs by a little over $4 million. There's also a one-time savings that's generated from the lag time that's behind the retiree drug subsidy. It's typically about a 3 to 6 months lag before we collect that 28% reimbursement from the federal government. So in 2013, we would still have a reimbursement for the fourth quarter of 2012.
Mr. Hanchek, does this affect co-pays for the retirees? Does it in any way affect the way they provide funds for the prescriptions?
Chairman, supervisors, it does not impact their plan design. They would have the exact same plan, co-pays, coverage as active employees,
mm-hmm.
with one caveat. There's a federal reimbursement program reinsurance program that ties into the end of this. So for our catastrophic drug users, the ones who are maxing out the benefit for the risk that the federal government allows in Medicare D, it would actually enhance their benefits because the federal government would be paying an additional subsidy for that. So there's a potential for our highest utilizers to pay less.
Thank you, sir. Supervisor Jersey.
This is strictly retirees. This is not active employees, correct?
Chairman, supervisors, this is strictly Medicare-eligible retirees.
Correct. I mean, we do have employees at over 65.
Yes.
I'm not talking about them.
They would not be eligible based on the Medicare secondary payer rules.
Okay. So the answer is no.
Correct.
The question I have is there going to be a requirement for these retirees to do an enrollment plan with this change?
Chairman, supervisors, the enrollment would be conducted by Milwaukee County and Medco. We would do that by basically updating their files to reflect a Medicare D enrollment that Medco would work for us. Effectively, Medco and Milwaukee County's plan through Medco becomes an agent of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So we're responsible for that enrollment. There is a chance where we may have to track down some retirees to get their Medicare number. The ID number is typically their Social Security number plus the letter A, but in some cases that won't be true. So we may have some disruption just finding people who are in that rare minority that are not Social Security plus the letter A.
So for the most part, all of this can be done in-house without requiring the retired employee to do a change in enrollment. And if I'm correct in that, they will see no disruption in service. Is that correct?
That's also correct.
Okay, so I think all my questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, there was one more item that I did fail to mention. This does... The savings that I expressed were net savings. There's an a significant increase to the administrative fees that we would be paying Medco for this because it's a much more complex program to administer. The savings are net of those fees, but it will impact their obligation to us as far as their DBE commitment, and that will have to be adjusted upwards as well. I have no reason to believe that will be an issue.
So you indicated that the county would pay higher administrative fees?
That's correct, sir.
And what did you say about the DBE component?
Currently, we pay their DBE obligation is based on their administrative fees. So if their administrative fees are going up, their DBE, their 17% obligation proportionally must go up.
For the professional services.
And Medco's aware of that, and they have not indicated any issue meeting that higher goal.
DBE, disadvantaged business enterprise. That's what DBE stands for. Okay, any questions? By committee members, comments?
I just want to compliment Mr. Hencher on proposing this, and this is another way that we're saving monies with regard to the administration. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you very much, Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Hencher. Do you have a motion?
No,
move approval. Supervisor Cullen. Those approval. Any further comments, questions? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On approval, Supervisors Cullen?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Fomores?